Bienvenidos al Cafecito del Día, a space to share our stories and amplify the voice of our community within the broader context of the labor movement. This episode is brought to you by the Labor Council for Latin American Advancement. Our conversations are inspired by the moments of togetherness that nuestra comunidad shares over un cafecito.
Bienvenidos, soy Carmen Rodríguez. Acompáñenos a este Cafecito del Día. On Workers' Memorial Day, we attended the tribute for the Key Ridge workers in Baltimore. At this special event, we shared a conversation with Kearney Jenkins, president of the Metro Baltimore AFL-CIO, about safety at workspaces and how union members can support Latino workers who are among the most vulnerable workers, especially in the construction industry. But before that, we talked to the AFL-CIO president, Liz Schuller, about what we can do to protect workers. Quédese con nosotros.
What do we need to do in order to protect more Latino workers?
Well, unfortunately, in our country today, employers continue to see workers as just a cost of doing business, that a fatality on the job is just an item on a balance sheet. And we in the labor movement and the workers' movement believe workers should be able to show up to work and return to their families home safely. And we need to actually prioritize more investments in safety and health enforcement so that the laws on the books are actually enforced, because we know that Black and Latino workers in particular are suffering disproportionately in workplaces that are more dangerous and have less oversight and less security. So we are here working together with our partners, our community allies, to make sure that those investments take place and that we continue to fight and make sure that workers can make it home safely at the end of their shifts.
Gracias, President Schuller, for your words. And now let's turn the conversation to President Jenkins. Thank you, President, for being with us at the Cafecito del Día.
Why is it important to honor workers, especially in Workers' Memorial Day?
We always said we like to mourn the dead, but fight for the living. And we honor these workers. We let folks know that our priority is workplace safety. And if we let those workers' names be forgotten in their lives and their families, then, you know, we just won't learn from the history, and we're doomed to repeat the past.
Safety at work is an issue that are suffering and impacting a lot of workers. Why do we need to keep fighting and talking about safety at work?
Absolutely. Well, we know the boss is going to exploit working people every chance they get. And one of the ways they do that the most is through workplace safety. And it shouldn't matter your immigration status. When you go to work, you should have the expectation to return home to your family in one piece.
How can Latino workers approach to this issue, to safety at work?
We're definitely just standing in solidarity with every other worker out there, right? You know, because no matter where you're from, we're here together and want to make sure we're advocating for the best workplace policies that prioritize safety, making sure that those governing bodies that do oversee workplace safety are fully staffed and resourced so that way workers can't be exploited. That's really important for us.
What is your message for those Latino workers that they are afraid to address safety work at their workplace because of their immigration status, because of their situation? What is your message for them?
We are stronger together, and there's no need to be afraid. You have your entire labor movement standing with you. And what we do every day, again, is fight for better policies that, of course, address immigration status and make sure that workers can have a voice in the job and not worry about any nefarious activity because they want to speak up and prioritize that safety at work.
How can LACLA and other unions or organizations help to these workers?
Well, definitely. We're definitely coming out to our Labor Council meetings to advocate and prioritize and keep these issues top of mind. That's the first and foremost, the best way to do it. But also standing up front, standing out, you know, making sure your voice is heard, contacting your local, state, and federal legislators to let them know that any policy that impacts workplace safety is something that we all care about.
Any other thing that you would like to address?
I just want to, again, from the bottom of our heart and our Labor Council's heart, we want to say to the families of those workers who were lost on the Francis Scott Key Bridge, we're here every step of the way, and we will not stop fighting until we get what we deserve in our workplace, and that includes safe working conditions. When we talk about good jobs, one of the things that centers that is a safe workplace to go to. No longer do we need to have workers who are exploited because of their immigration status, just because they came from a different country. You know, we want to fight for them and continue to fight for them and fight for all working people, whether union or not, to make sure, again, they can return home after a long shift.
Thank you, President Jenkins, for being with us at this Cafecito del Día.
Thank you.
We will continue to fight for safe jobs, and we will not stop until our voices are heard. La situación de vulnerabilidad a la que están expuestos los trabajadores latinos señala la necesidad de tener leyes integrales que protejan a todos los trabajadores sin importar su origen. Ningún trabajador latino debe estar expuesto a riesgos que pongan en peligro su vida, a condiciones laborales injustas ni a salarios bajos. Su trabajo y dedicación son los motores de nuestras comunidades en todo el país. Las organizaciones que velamos por el respeto de los trabajadores latinos, los líderes comunitarios, los sindicatos y los miembros de los sindicatos, podemos promover un cambio positivo hablando con nuestros legisladores locales y federales sobre el impacto que tienen las políticas laborales en la seguridad en el lugar de trabajo y en los trabajadores, especialmente en aquellos menos protegidos o en situación irregular. Un ambiente laboral óptimo es aquel que tiene como principal prioridad la seguridad y la protección de todos los trabajadores, sin importar su estatus migratorio, y en donde cada trabajador está seguro que regresará todos los días a casa con sus familias. En LACLA, we reaffirm our commitment to continue fighting to defend all workers' rights, to advocate for better working conditions, and to educate our communities to have a brighter future for all. Nos escuchamos en el próximo Cafecito del Día.
El Cafecito del Día is part of the Labor Radio Podcast Network.